Da 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 da. Good evening, everybody. It's time for Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We're reading Robinson Crusoe, The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe. This is Chapter 3, Starting a New Life.
I can't.
Me neither, Thompson. I wonder what's going to happen to Robinson Crusoe. He seems pretty down in the dumps, like he's pretty sure he's done for. But we'll see. We'll see how it turns out. Chapter 3, Starting a New Life. When Robinson awoke the next morning, the weather was clear. The storm had passed. He pushed aside the thick branches of the tree and looked out towards the calm sea. He was surprised to see that his ship had loosened from the sandbar during the night and had drifted in with the tide. She now lay against the rocks a quarter of a mile from shore. "How sad," cried Robinson. "If only my men had stayed aboard, they might be alive now." But Robinson's tears could not help them now. Nor could they help him either. He had to get out to the ship and take off whatever might be useful to him here on the island. By noon, the tide was so far out and the sea so shallow that Robinson had no difficulty swimming out to the ship. He grabbed onto a rope hanging down from the deck, climbed aboard, and began his search. Luck was with him, for all of the ship's food was dry and untouched by the salt water. Since he had had nothing to eat since yesterday, Robinson began stuffing his mouth, then his pockets, with biscuits. But there was more to be taken off the ship besides food, and in order to get everything ashore, he would need a boat. Robinson found some spare masts, which would make a good raft. He tied each one with a rope and began tossing them over the side into the sea. He held the ends of the ropes so the masts wouldn't float away. Then he climbed down himself and began lashing the masts together. After several hours, Robinson was able to start loading his raft. First, he piled on all the loose boards he could find. On top of these, he placed an empty seaman's chest and filled it with food, bread, rice, cheese, dried meat, corn, and some bottles of rum. He covered these provisions with some extra clothes for himself, since his own were now in rags from the pounding of the sea. Next, he turned his attention to the tools he'd need on shore. He found the carpenter's chest filled with saws, axes, and hammers, and got these down to his raft, too. But he would need arms and ammunition as well if he hoped to hunt for his food, and, if necessary, defend himself against man or beast. He found several muskets, 3 good shotguns, 2 pistols, and an old rusty sword. A barrel of gunpowder and a bag of bullets completed his take. By the time everything was loaded on the raft, the tide had begun to rise and head in towards shore. The tide plus the wind carried him along until he felt himself caught up in a strong current. He was being pulled away from the place where he had first entered the water. Robinson knew that currents like this often occurred when there was a creek or river nearby. He hoped that this was so, for it would be easier to land his craft along a creek than to push it up on the beach. Robinson was delighted when he spotted a deep creek and felt the current pull his raft into it. A little way along, he spied a small cove on one of the banks. It was perfect. Deep enough to land the raft and still close enough to the sea for Robinson to watch for a passing ship. Once on shore, with his raft safely tied to a tree, Robinson headed for a steep hill. From the top, he hoped to get a good view of the land around him. Was it an island? Was it the coast of the mainland? He had no way of knowing. Robinson climbed to the top and discovered that the sea surrounded him on all sides. He was on an island, and there was no land anywhere as far as his eye could see. So he returned to the bank of the creek and set up a hut for himself from the boards that lay on his raft. Then he lay down inside it to rest. But Robinson's mind was not ready to rest just yet. He had to plan ahead and decide what to do next. First, he had to return to the ship for other supplies, and he had to do it soon, for if another storm hit, it would easily break the ship to pieces. Then all would be lost. So Robinson decided that before he did anything else on the island, he would return to the ship as many times as necessary to take off whatever might be of value to him. Every day for the next 3 weeks, Robinson went out to the ship. He brought back bags of nails, hatchets, crowbars, scissors, knives, forks, and a stone to sharpen his tools. He also brought a compass, maps, a spyglass, more clothing, blankets, sails, ropes, canvas, and even some coins of gold and silver. Then he added 4 companions for himself: the ship's dog, 2 cats, and a Bible. The 4th week began with a raging, stormy night. The following morning, Robinson looked out to sea. The ship was nowhere to be seen. Only bits of a wreck stuck up out of the water at low tide. Now that he was on shore to stay, Robinson began to search for a place to build his home. The place had to be close to fresh water. It had to have some kind of shade from the sun. It had to be safe from wild creatures, either man or beast. And it had to have a good view of the sea. For Robinson still hoped for a passing ship to rescue him. So Robinson started his search. As the days passed, he realized that he had to have some way to keep a record of the time he was spending on the island. Since he had no paper or pen or ink, he set up a large post near the shore, and each day he cut a notch into it. Every seventh day, he cut a longer notch through the six notches, and so marked off a week, then a month, and then a year. End of chapter 3. Boy, this is getting good, Thompson. What do you think?
Good.
It's getting good. What do you think is going to happen to Robinson Crusoe?
I think he's going to be safe.
Think he's going to be safe?
Uh-huh.
It's a good thing he knows how to use ropes, or he couldn't have even made that raft. Gotta have certain basic skills to even get this far. And he knew about currents, too, which is how he found the creek. Anyways, we'll learn more about Robinson Crusoe on Chapter 3, Bedtime Stories with Thompson. Good night, everybody.
And what's...
Say good night.
And what's the chapter of that? Robinson learns many skills.
Say good night, Thompson.
Night, Thompson.